in and welcome to Sunday Worship on this Sunday, July the 13th, 2014. My name is Joey Kroll. I pray you're doing well today. So good to be spending some time with you. If you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right. We make sure we bring in Scripture in this program because apart from the Word of God, this is just another program. So we want to invite God in and see what His Word says and worship Him through God-honoring music, praise and worship music as well. So, and today, I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to this. One of my favorites, we're going to be talking about Psalm 95. And if you know anything about Psalm 95, it is just a psalm of praise, a psalm of worship, exalting the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, celebrating the rock of our salvation. So today we're going to be talking about Psalm 95. So sit back, relax, throw another log into the fire. That's if you're at home and if you have a fire. But if you're in the car, don't throw another log into the fire. That would be kind of weird. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Right, you're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and today we're talking about Psalm 95. I love what it says. It says, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods." You know what? The Bible is full of scriptures like this that speak to the praise of God, especially in the book of Psalms. King David wrote many of these psalms with much passion, and you can just feel the sincerity and the gratitude that he must have felt while writing some of these. Like he said, "Let's make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." Amen. I love that. But what do you have to praise God for today, friend? Maybe it's the birth of a new baby, or how God provided for you financially when you needed it. Or maybe, and most importantly, it's because God has chose to love you. I'll tell you what, the reasons for praising God are literally endless. So take a challenge today, friend. Write down your own psalm to God. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just write something from your heart that you want to communicate with God. He loves hearing our praise. And after all, He deserves it.
All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Rushing wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along. Oh, praise Him, hallelujah. Thou rising morning, praise rejoice. Ye lights of evening, find a voice. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Right, you're listening to Sunday Worship right here on this Sunday, July the 13th, 2014. I pray you're doing well this weekend. Today we're talking about Psalm 95. Psalm 95, verses 3 and 4 says, "For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all kings. In His hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to Him." I love that. It's so beautiful. You know, the psalmist is giving the basic reasons why everyone should give thanksgiving and praise to God. And they apply not only to the believers, but also to all people. Each person has a responsibility to praise God for all our creatures of His hands. Romans 1, the Apostle Paul points out that one of the charges God brings against people is that they, although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him, in Romans 1:21. Dr. H.A. Ironside used to tell of an experience he once had at a restaurant. He ordered his meal, and just as he was about to eat, a man walked up to his table and said, "Do you mind if I sit down with you?" And Dr. Ironside said it was quite all right. So the man sat down, and as it was his custom, Dr. Ironside bowed his head and said a silent word of thanksgiving to the Lord before he ate. When he lifted his head, the man said to him, "Do you have a headache?" Ironside said, "No, I don't." The man said, "Well, is there anything wrong with your food?" Ironside said, "No, I was simply returning thanks to God as I always do before I eat." And the man said, "Oh, you're one of those, are you? Well, I never give thanks. I earn my money by the sweat of my brow, and I don't have to give thanks to anybody when I eat. I just start right in." And Dr. Ironside said, "Yes, you're just like my dog. That's what he does too." You know, that little story suggests that when people will not give thanks to God, they are acting like irrational animals. Such is the basis of this appeal by the psalmist. No matter how we may feel or what our attitude toward God may be, we are bound as creatures dependent upon His love and grace. We are at least to give Him thanks as our Creator. Let's thank Him today, even for the little things.
Soul, praise Him, for He is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to His temple draw near, join me in glad adoration. Crown Him,
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. that's right. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Thanks for letting me tag along with you as part of your weekend. Hey, how's the weekend coming along for you? You doing all right? I pray that you're hanging in there. Hopefully it's a restful one for you and your family. And that's what it is for us. We kind of did some housework and did some cleaning here this past week and a half. And yesterday and today, just a weekend of rest. Praise the Lord. So I pray it's the same for you. And today we're talking about Psalm 95. Here's what it says. It's so beautiful. Psalm 95, it says, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all kings. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care." Friend, let us worship the Lord today.
table, taste of His goodness. Come worship the Lord, for He is able to lift your head.
Yes, her name is Shannon Wexelberg, and come worship the Lord right here on this edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and today we've been focusing on Psalm 95. Well, yeah, when you have a chance sometime today or this week, read the entire Psalm of Psalm 95. Just a beautiful, great reminder of how we need to lift up the name of Jesus and give Him praise and honor and glory, because He is worthy of it all. Well, friend, I pray that you have yourself a wonderful rest of the weekend and a blessed rest of your week. You can always catch up with me, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.